Hello, 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 everybody. This is Brandon Luna.
Randy Rankin.
With Calypso's Cigar Review Podcast. And this is the last in the interviews that we did for the Texas Fried Mirror, but it's actually the first one we did.
And yeah, we went from last to first.
Yeah, we did it backwards, because we don't give a damn.
Yes.
So this was, again, day one when Randy wasn't there, and this was with Kerosene Films, Carrie Beyer and Kelly Burns. And they did a film that Randy had actually seen.
I've seen Spirit Camp. It's awesome. I mentioned it in the last interview, but I was wrong. It's these guys. Mm-hmm. But it's awesome. Great comedy, great horror. You know, I said to several of the filmmakers this weekend that I love the comedy in horror. That's mm-hmm. part of the reason why I love horror so much. I mean, even the Edwin Neal thing, I mean, that was comic.
Oh,
it was
comedic. Very much so, yeah.
It was comedic. It was dark and creepy, but it was comedic.
Yeah.
And I always see the comedy in horror, and Spirit Camp captures it perfectly.
Yeah. And when you watch that scene with Edwin Neal, you giggle, but you're, like, scared at the same time.
Yeah, exactly.
So comedy horror, they do it right. And Killing Mr. Right was one that premiered at the event. We didn't get to see it, unfortunately, but hopefully we're going to get in touch with these guys, interview them in Houston at their spot, and maybe get to see the film at that point and get them on the show.
And they've also shown interest in having us get killed in a movie.
Which is fantastic. Exactly. So hopefully we'll get a couple of credits here and get killed a lot in
That'd
some
be
movies.
Awesome.
That'd be awesome. So check out this interview with Kerosene Films, Carrie Beyer, and Kelly Burns. Welcome to Cinema, the movie and television podcast show that talks about everything dirty, mean, and nasty.
It rubs the lotion on its skin.
In Hollywood and beyond. If it's sin, we're in. Hey, it's Brandon Luna here with Cinema and Calypso Cigar Review, and I'm at the Texas Frightmare Weekend. It's going to be a weekend of horrors here in Dallas-Fort Worth area at the DFW Airport Hyatt Regency. It's going to be awesome. There's going to be a lot of really cool cosplayers here, some really creepy stuff. We're going to get to meet Malcolm McDowell, Kim Coates, a whole bunch of other cool people, so it's going to be awesome. And there's somebody behind me in there. Jesus Christ. Hey, everybody. This is Brandon with Cinema and Calypso Cigar Review, and I'm here with Carrie Beyer and Kelly Burns from Kerosene Films, and they are here today to talk about one of their movies that they're showing at the Texas Frightmare Weekend, Killing Mr. Right. Tell us a little bit about the film.
So Killing Mr. Right is about a girl who got kidnapped and abused, and she escaped from her tormentor. And when her roommate brings home her new fiancé, she is convinced that this is the guy who abducted her. And so
is he or isn't he?
And so it plays out as this, you know, did he or didn't he do it kind of thriller. And it stars Liz Jackson, and it's a fun little film.
And where did you guys film this film?
We filmed this in Houston.
Mostly in my house.
Yes, in Kelly's house.
We kept redecorating rooms. We had some good set decoration help, and you would never guess it was all filmed in one house. Except we had, we filmed part of it at Scream World in Houston. They were gracious enough to have us out, and we had Chris White of Scream World to do a lot of the special effects, and he is just absolutely amazing.
Fantastic makeup. Yeah. So all the makeup effects in there, Chris White, and the kudos go to him for that, definitely.
Excellent. Did you guys get to keep all the stuff from the set dressing?
Well, funny story, we were cleaning out some of my cabinets recently, and my 10-year-old was standing up on the kitchen, and she's like, "Mom, there's a severed arm up there." So we have a few of them hanging around.
It'd be interesting to see what else you guys find over time. So what did you guys film with?
The HPX 170, and we shot in HD at 24p. So it was a lot of fun. You know, we had 17 days to do this and a very, very limited budget. And, you know, it was a passion project. We had a good time with it. And it stars Liz Jackson. I think she did a fantastic job as the lead. And so, yeah, it's a good time.
So this is not your first rodeo. How many movies have you guys done?
This is my third film. So my first film was Spirit Camp, and that was about a bunch of hot cheerleaders that get hacked up at camp.
Nice.
If you love cheerleaders or hate cheerleaders, and if you love boobs and blood.
All things that we love on Cinema and Calypso Cigar Review.
Then you'll love Spirit Camp.
And then the second film that I did, which we released simultaneously, was Rogue Strike, and that was with Academy Award nominee Eric Roberts. And that's a submarine action thriller, you know, Die Hard on a mini submersible kind of thing. And so that was a lot of fun, 1,000 visual effect shots in the film, and, you know, so.
Very cool stuff.
Very different types of films. Each one's completely different, you know, so.
So yeah. What's the end game for you? What kind of movies do you see yourself doing down the road? Do you want to stay in the horror genre, or you liked the high special effects concept stuff, or?
You know what, I love horror, and I feel at home in horror. There's this, you know, throwing fake blood around and having a good time, so I really enjoy that. And I also enjoy the sci-fi and the special effects, so I want to I want to go do a sci-fi at some point. And I want to do a really just kind of hardcore, gritty, grimy, horror, disturbing.
And I want to do a zombie movie.
Yes. I mean, everybody's got to do a zombie movie at some point.
So if you do like zombies with cheerleaders and boobs and blood, then maybe.
We talked about that. Yeah.
I think that would be the one that makes, that puts kerosene films on the map, right? If we could actually do that, right? That might be what people want to see.
We can have a lot of zombie cheerleaders next time here at Texas Brightmare.
Exactly.
That'd be awesome.
Cheerleaders.
That would be fantastic.
All right. Well, it was great talking to you guys.
Looking forward to seeing the movie. You guys are screening it when?
Saturday night at midnight here.
Okay. Excellent. Well, it was great talking to you.
Hey, it was great talking to you. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you.